Sunday the 22nd of July 2018, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Unlocking the Letter. Sermon title, Joy Through Humility. Bible reading, Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Talk by Reverend Chika Nduku.
The reading is from Philippians chapter 2, starting to read at verse 1 to verse 12. Imitating Christ's humility. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship from his spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being of the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Speak, Almighty God, for your servant is listening. Father, may I speak your word in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The theme continues, and today we're going to talk about joy through humility. But if I tweet it a little bit, I can caption it to be joy of unity that comes from humility. 2 weeks back, Reverend Christine and our brother Roger spoke to us about the service, the humility, and the community. The question I want to ask you this morning: how many of you are happy today? Few. Okay. And how many of you are joyful today? Praise God. There is a difference between happiness and joy. Joy can come in the morning, after problems, but joy comes from the heart and happiness comes from the face. Why are you smiling? Because I'm happy. But if you have the joy, it radiates in your heart. Somebody will say, why is this person like that? Because Nehemiah said that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Paul is writing this letter. It's only 4 chapters in Philippians. In the book of Philippians, it's only 4 chapters. But if you read from the first verse to the last one, they are very, very good for the church. This letter is for the people, the Christian in Philippi. And also, it resonates to all of us. The question now, how can you get joy out of being in unity, in love and service? Christine says something about service, but if I tweak it a bit and say there is a difference between service and I service. Service and I service. You serve God with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul. But sometimes we serve God for somebody to see us. Paul started, if you listen to the reading, he started with this. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete. Do you have any compassion? Do you have any love? Do you still remember the love of Christ? It was only Jesus Christ who humbled himself. He came to serve and not to be served. He came and laid his life unto for us on the cross, a very humiliating death. He was killed, humiliated. If you still have that love of Christ, that is what Paul is saying, that we should make his joy complete in being united. I hope St. Charles is united. I hope St. Charles is united. Okay. Let's go on and see if we can get anything out of it. The first one I'm going to go is joy of unity. Joy of unity. The unity that Jesus Christ laid for us to follow. I am not trying to say that we don't love our neighbors as we love ourselves. But the question I want to ask you is this. Can you look at somebody close to you? Your right and left. And the question now is, do you know him or her? Okay. Do you know him? Do you really know him? Or do you really know her? I don't think so. It's only Bob and the wife, I can say, that know themselves properly. The reason why I said this is this. If you want to go into service, if you want to serve somebody, Paul is saying, always take somebody, regard somebody to be bigger than you, and you serve that person. Do you know that person? Do you know where he lives? Do you know what is going on around her or around him? Have you prayed with him before? Have you had a chat with him before? This is what Paul is challenging us to do. Praise God, we have people that are doing all sorts in this church. The tech team, welcoming, prayer team, preaching team, all the teams. But the question there is, are you doing this for the glory of God? Are you doing this for God to give you that joy? Or are you doing this for the world to give you happiness? Because it's only the world can give you happiness. But God himself is the one that can give you joy. You choose happiness, you choose joy. And you get joy. How can you get this joy? Being humble. I know it's very difficult for somebody to humble himself to serve somebody. It is very, very difficult for somebody to humble himself to serve. But that is what Christianity is all about. It's being given to us through Jesus Christ, who humbled himself and served and also died because of our sin. Which means he loves us more the way we think we love him. He first showed us that love. Then the need for humility. If you read from verse 3, Paul jumped into verse 3 immediately. He says, do not in out of selfish ambition over event concepts. Rather, in humility, value other above yourself. Is it possible for you to value others above yourself? It's a very hard thing to do. You value others above yourself. And in the Bible again, it says, you have to take off something that is your eye before you take something else. So how do you compare it? You value somebody above yourself, and you have to solve your own need first before you solve somebody's needs. But Jesus Christ himself showed us an example in his life. The question is, how do you value others? How do you take somebody above yourself? Yes, fine and good. Praying for somebody else is the first thing you have to do. I met somebody today, and I felt like, I don't know him or I don't know her too well. But when I get down on my knees, I'll remember him and I'll remember her in my prayers. I have all the list of the church members in my bag. And every day, I pray for each and every one of them. Which you are one of the members of the church. I am not saying that I'm humble. I am not humble. But I am trying to be humble. I said to somebody that is different between a childlike and childishness. Childlike and childishness. You behave like a child. A child is somebody who is eager to learn, who always look for correction, who always looking at the parents to tell him or to tell her to do this. And in the next time, the child don't expect you to tell him or to tell her to do that. But when an adult starts misbehaving, you say to him, or I say to her, you behave like a child. Childlike, Christ-like. From the word, Christian will have Christ-like. You want to be like Jesus Christ. If you want to be like Jesus Christ, the first thing is what? To be humble. And also to serve. Humble and not eye service. To serve. If we can go more and see what Jesus Christ did. In verse 6, he says, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God. Jesus Christ did not consider equality with his own Father. It's about humility, respect. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance of a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Look at the joy God gave to Jesus Christ by being obedient, by being humble. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. And not only that, it says that at the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow. This is act of obedience. The joy that comes with obedience. By the name. And that is why we use that name. To cast out demon. That authority is being given. That was what God said. That by that name, Jesus Christ, that every knee shall bow. And he says that every tongue that acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father, the person will be saved. That is why when you are coming to Christ, you say, I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Joy that comes through humility. There is payment through humility. In a letter I said before about Nehemiah, if I can have it here, it's 8 verse 10. He says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The strength that well up from God. The strength, the joy that comes up from God. Our challenge today is, do you know who is close to you? Do you regard that person above you? Do you put yourself to serve people? Or do you put yourself to be served? We have many things going on in the church here. People that are working 24 hours. Somebody opened this church today. Somebody cleaned this church today. Somebody will close this church today. And somebody will clean this church today. But the question is this. Why do we run away from the church of God? I'm sorry to disappoint you. This is not church of Martin. This is what? Church of God. And if you believe that God is your father, why do you run away from his house? Because if I know where my father's house is, I would not ask anybody to go and give me water from the fridge. Because I know where that water is. And if I know that that house is my father's house, I will not see anything dirty on the floor and I'll leave it and I'll go. Because I know that is my father's house. If I'm in my father's house, I don't expect anybody to tell me what to do. Rather, I will do what I'm expected to do. Then if you are in your father's house, why do you allow people to tell you what to do? They volunteer something there. People field everything. And how many do we have that turn up? Few of them. This is our father's house. We are not expected to be told what to do. I am not expected to be told what I'm supposed to do in my father's house. Because I know that this is my father's house. And my father will tell me to keep his house clean. And I will try to keep his house clean. So brothers and sisters, in our humility, in our service, this is our father's house. You don't expect anybody to tell you what to do. You need to keep your father's house clean. You need to obey your father. You don't expect people to tell you to come and clean, or to come and be on the welcome team, or to come and be on the tech, or to come for prayer ministry. This prayer ministry we are talking about, they don't have holidays. It's every week activity. They are there every time praying for each and every one of us. Why can't you one of the days you come and say, okay, let me come and join you people. You've been praying for a long time. Let me join you for 1 week or for 1 month and pray for other people. It's high time we recognize that the church of God is our Father's house. And we don't expect anybody to start telling us what to do in your own father's house. You know what to do. Don't ask anybody, if you need me, you let me know. We don't need you. It's God that needs you. What we are going out today with is how humble, how serving you are in the church of God, in your community, in your house. And my prayer today is the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Amen.